Hello?
Hi, Andrew. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I'm sorry I missed your call. I didn't grab it in time. My apologies. How are you?
Pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, I spoke with Ronnie earlier, and then he said, you know, in case my partner has questions and I don't know how to answer them, I said, please give him my number. I would love to go over everything with him if I need to. So, did he discuss anything with you at all about what we had been talking about?
Somewhat about kind of a marketing thing to help us get out there on, especially on Google and stuff.
Yeah, if you'd like, Andrew, let me kind of go over with you the reason we had called him originally, okay? So our company is called Local Splash. What we are is a Google Channel partner, and we had reached out to Ronnie because we had just had this position open up within our company for your category. So what my representatives are doing is calling the businesses through the area to find us a company that's a good fit. And so that we, you know, you guys have been in business for a long time, the company itself, right? Not finding any type of negative reviews. And I think for the most part, all of us can agree that you guys have been providing a quality type of service, right, to your clients.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of company that we're looking to work with. Now, as I had mentioned to him, with our listing being exclusive, what that would mean, Andrew, is that once we begin to work with you guys on the first page of Google, we actually close out the category. We will not work with your competitors or anyone in your territory who offers the same services. And the reason that we do this, okay, is to ensure that your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. So what we're saying is this. We're not saying you're going to be the only one listed on Google, but your company would be the only one that we would be working with. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the one package that I was talking to him about, because, you know, in some of the notes that I had discussed with him, I know he mentioned sometimes you guys have traveled like up to 3 hours, right? But that's for like, you know, new homes, right, that you guys are doing work in. So he said ideally you guys try to keep it within an hour drive. Is that correct?
Yeah, most of the time for, like, service
most
work.
Most part. Okay.
Repairs.
Okay. So I had told him what I was recommending for you guys is what we call our Platinum Package. The Platinum Package, what it does is it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So just to kind of give you a little bit about what that local map covers. So the local map is basically going to cover anyone who's searching within the zip code where you PIN verified your business and anyone that's within 5 to 10 miles. This is what Google considers your local area, right? So for us to get you guys found outside of that is by either running Facebook ads or Google ads. I recommend the Platinum Package with the Google ads because it's going to give you guys a better conversion rate, okay? So the price point is $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. It makes the initial investment $398 to get it started and then $299 every month after with no contracts. There's no click fees, anything like that. It's a true flat rate. But what this would include is the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing, and then it would also include as well a business Facebook page. You guys haven't created one yet, right? Like you yourself? Okay. So we would create the business Facebook page, and that's where we would be running Facebook ads. Basically, what the Facebook ads are doing, Andrew, is they're retargeting. If someone has performed a search on Google for your services, okay, and let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page and they're looking through pictures or stories, all of a sudden, they'll see your ad appear. So it's that constant reminder, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. That's why they work so well. But what's unique about them is that we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It's a click-to-call ad. So once they click on it, they're calling you guys directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen really great results with those ads. Okay? Now, and the furthest that they will reach is 50 miles. Okay?
All right. Yeah.
Now, I know you guys don't have a website either, right? You've never purchased like a domain or anything like that, correct?
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Okay. So what I did tell him is that with this package, I was also going to include a website. Now, the website that we build is more of a customized website to fit the business. We call it a My Site. So this website has automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking. We can add videos if you've taken videos of your work, pictures. We write a biography about your company. Now, that My Site, we could even set it up if you want where clients can book appointments with you. Okay, there's even like kind of like a bot. You know what that bot is? Like when someone says, hi, were you looking to speak with someone? We can even do that on there. There's just so much we can do on it. But that website would be attached where your business is promoted. We do list you on popular directories like Yelp, Apple, Yahoo. Okay, and we include the mobile platform. The mobile platform basically is going to cover anyone who searches from their iPhone, Android, or tablet. They'll still be able to find you on the first page of Google. So this platinum package is the one that I recommend you guys starting off with before you start getting into Google Ads, because I feel like this one's going to give you the better conversion rate because of the Facebook ads and then with Google together. They work very well hand in hand.
Alrighty.
Okay. I know his concern was that he was going to be overwhelmed, right? So I was assuring him that I didn't want to mislead you guys. This does not mean, you know, Andrew, that you guys will be on the first page tomorrow, right? Because everything is still a process. So as I was explaining to Ronnie, the way that this program would work, it's actually created to provide you guys a steady flow of what we call quality type of clients. And because you're not charged per call or per job, right, you guys can cherry pick the jobs that you want to take without even having that customer call. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My allergies are starting up again. So again, you guys can be super selective, right? You can be selective to the areas that you want to target. That's the beauty of this program, is being able to do that.
Okay.
Any questions? I know it was the mouthful I gave you, right?
Do you all manage the website and the Facebook page automatically?
So what we're managing everything, okay? As far as your Facebook, you guys are going to have full ownership to that Facebook page. You'll be the full owners of that Facebook page. We are not doing your posting on there. What we're running, we're managing is the Facebook ads, right? However, I will always encourage you to at least post, if at the very least, even once a month, right? You want to keep that content fresh so that way our content is fresh and relevant, those ads, to what you have posted to on Facebook. With the Facebook ads, you know, one thing I forgot to mention to him, and I'll mention it to you because I know he says, yeah, I'm really eventually looking to even start hiring more guys, right? I don't know if that's one of your goals as well, is to kind of get some more guys on board, more employees.
Yeah.
On those Facebook ads, yeah, we could even run ads that you're hiring.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's just so much we can do with the ads, and we manage it all for you, right? So, yeah, like I said, I mean, We're here to service you in every way, so this way you can focus on your jobs, right?
So, y'all act as webmaster for the website?
What we use, so I believe it's where they purchase it from. Let me see if I can see where. Give me 1 second, and I'll tell you. Bear with me. I'm just looking to see where I can see what they use. I know, so it has it's built for SEO, so it has the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking. Oh, and you also, just to kind of give you, it's also what we consider a DIY portal, right? It's fully editable. So what that would mean is, let's say you want to go on there, maybe you want to move some photos around, you have the capability of doing that too. It's a Core Web Vitals rank higher with a WordPress. Plus, it's Google-friendly and mobile-optimized. It has a chat, payment, and scheduling options as well. It's full automation and Facebook Messenger integration as well, embedded in that. It has
Does scheduling hook into Outlook, or how does that work?
Schedule, that's a great question. You know, I would have to ask. Let me see if I can chat someone right now on that. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask him really quick. We'll see if he's available. Question on the my site. Is the scheduling, you're asking if it's integrated with Outlook?
Outlook or any other service we might want to look into. I don't know what the limitations are, but that way we can like sync up our own calendars and we're not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm asking him right now. Because the MySite, when it comes to that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. you know what I mean? Hey, I'm not afraid to say it. You know, some people, they'll try to like, you know, I've heard of other companies and I'm just saying where they don't know the answer, but they'll just kind of like sugarcoat it. And I don't work like that. I'm going to be very straightforward. You know what I mean? Because I would rather be honest and not get myself backed into a corner, you know? That's how we are here, you know? So if I don't have the answer, trust me, I'll find someone that has it. I'm trying to see in some of the other bullet points where it might say, well, I'm waiting for him to respond. And I know for a fact, so I don't know if you've ever noticed, like when you look at certain websites, like let's say you're looking at it from a desktop, right? Or maybe you're looking at it now from your iPhone. All of a sudden, it'll look distorted, right? When the device is like an awkward shape. So our sites will, they will actually fit to the device that they're looking at it from. So it will be perfectly fitted, right? Whether it's an iPhone, whether it's a desktop or a tablet, it will never look distorted like that at all. It'll adjust to the size of the device. I'm sorry?
Like some of those forum sites you go to and then it looks different on your desktop to your phone.
Right. It's like all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, that looks really weird. Or like the lettering's huge, right? Or you got to kind of scroll all the way to the left just to be able to see everything. It will also have the SSL certificate on it. So that high level security certificate will be on it as well. And we do, like I mentioned to you, the video integration, it loads up quickly. So, you know, no one wants to sit there and wait for something to load up. That's the worst when I've seen websites like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, once he responds to me on that, I can always follow up and let you know, Andrew, because he might just be in a meeting. It shows him away from his desk on the chat right now.
Yes. That's fine.
So, yeah, so I'll ask him about the scheduling because I don't know if it would be, like, either an Outlook or if it might be, like, a Google type of scheduling, but it's something that you guys would want to be able to have them all linked together, right?
Yeah, because if it's a bigger job or something like that, we might have to come together if it's not just a one-man type of job.
Yeah, to kind of be going over like an estimate or kind of giving them a bid on it, what you're saying?
Yeah, because if we've had times when, because I mostly do new construction and he does more of the service side. I have a builder call me and tell me the job is ready for me, and I'd go to schedule it, but it kind of conflicted with what he already had at times. So.
Oh, man.
So okay. If we're able to sync up easier to where basically I could see maybe if someone wanted something scheduled and not set up anything major that day.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, once I find out from him, then I can definitely follow up and let you know, okay, this is where it would be linked to. And I'll get more info on that as far as the scheduling integration. So that way, because that's a good question to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But otherwise, it sounds good to me. Do we need to go to like a website to set everything up?
Nope. Typically, I'll tell you the process and how it all works, and I want to go over the timeline with you, too, because, like I said, I know he was, like, a little worried about being overwhelmed. So what we do is when we set up the account, you and I just are verifying information. We go over billing, will take down some notes as well. The payment that would be made today is just the $398. Now, I will be super transparent. We're going to at least ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time, okay? So what will happen is once we set it all up, I schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. The client interview, what we'll do is we'll block out an hour, but it could take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. And then from there, we get the work going. So typically, I like to schedule the client interview based on the availability that we have and if it's a time that works for you. If not that same day, I want it scheduled by no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay? So from the client interview, once that's conducted, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive, you're actually going to be having, 6 to 10 days, you'll get the PIN code in the mail from Google. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay? So you'll get that in the mail. 5 to 7 days is going to be the directory submission. You will also be receiving your login credentials for your client dashboard. So you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system where you can track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. In fact, you'll be able to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, where they performed the location of the search. So you'll be able to track all of that. Now, your Facebook page will also be created within 5 to 7 days. So the Facebook page, we're going to create it through either your personal page or his, okay? They're created that way, so that way you still have full ownership and access to that business Facebook page, okay? So whether it's your personal page or his, it's going to be one of them that we're going to be creating it through. Nobody will see the personal page, okay? Now, the website is live within 7 to 14 days, and your Facebook ads are live as well within 7 to 14 days. They can already see the Facebook ads. What we do state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. Many times I have seen where it's happened sooner, okay, but the promise is always 30 to 45. I did mention to Ronnie, too, that as we're completing steps, right, and processing, you know, we get you on the first page, we notify you. We notify you when your Facebook ads are live in your website. We notify you when you're in the directories, when your Facebook page is created. So we're also keeping you in the loop, too, as these things are being processed. So you're aware of the work that we're doing as well, okay? So that's how it would all work. I typically say this. The first month, I mean, a lot of it really is the programming, but that's not to say, Andrew, you guys won't get some calls, okay? You'll be feeling the strength of this program in that second month. That's when you're really going to feel the strength of it. But again, it will not, it's not created to overwhelm you guys like that in any way whatsoever, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think this is something you guys would want to take advantage of and give it a shot?
Yeah. I think we should both do it.
Okay. So who would be setting this all up with me? Is it going to be you or is it going to be Ronnie?
It'll be me.
It'll be you? Okay.
Yeah.
So should we list you as the primary on this account and then list Ronnie as just an additional who is authorized to make changes to the account in the event, like let's say you couldn't call in and make a change? Do you want it set up like that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. What is the best email for you, Andrew? Because this email is where we're going to send your receipt. It's where we're going to send correspondence from us. So what would be the best email that you want to use?
Real Air. Air has an E on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
HVAC.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
So I have Real Air with an E at the end. hvac@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing first is I'm going to be sending over these two emails to you, okay? Now, the first one is going to say, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, so the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. In the subject part, it's going to entail everything that is included in that package, okay? The second email is going to say client dashboard analytics. So that one is giving you an overview of the reporting system on how it will look, so that way you have an idea, okay? Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, you can also get text messages, I'm assuming, to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. I am, let's see, let me go here, let me save this, there we go. Okay, I'm going to send you over two text messages. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. I always like for you to have my information just so that you have it for your records, okay? So I know you have it, but I'm going to just resend it to you so I don't miss any of my steps, okay? I do things in a certain manner, you know, just so I make sure nothing gets missed. Now, the second text that you're going to receive, Andrew, is going to have the number to our customer service department. So here within our company, you will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have a change, you have an update, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, Pacific Standard Time. Okay, we're in California. So for you being 2 hours ahead of us, we are always here for you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. The only days that we are not going to be here, Andrew, is going to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We're going to observe those holidays. So just an FYI, okay?
Okay.
I had one guy tell me last week, you mean you're not working on those days? And I said, no. Okay, so I have, just real quick. So he said it definitely integrates with Google. Okay, so with the Google calendars, he says, I am double-checking on Outlook. So once he finds out about that, then he'll let me know. Okay?
All right.
So now, and I just sent over those two text messages to you. Andrew, do you spell your name like the way my nephew does, A-N-D-R-E-W?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's a silly question, but I know sometimes people spell their names uniquely. Now, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Willis, that's W-I-L-L-I-S.
You did say that on the voicemail, you know that? When you said Willis right now, I thought, oh my gosh, she said that on the voicemail. Oh, Nadine, you're so silly. Okay. All right. So I know the best number for us to contact you is the 210-848-7821 number, right? Is that the number that you want listed for the business, or is it going to be Ronnie's number listed for the business? So Google's going to allow you, Google will allow you to list one phone number as the primary phone number, right? Now, on the website or anywhere else that would be applicable where we could add two phone numbers, you know, you can let me know and I can add a secondary phone number, but Google will allow only one phone number. So you let me know what phone number you want listed there.
We can do mine.
Do yours? Okay.
Yeah.
So just so you know, because when we originally talked with Ronnie, the account number is going to be his phone number. So whenever you call in, you're going to use his phone number so that we can research, pull up the account, right? But it's going to be your phone number as the primary. Your phone number is going to be the one listed as a primary phone number, and you're the primary on the account, okay? So just an FYI, when you see his number there, that's why, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you want to list his phone number as a second phone number or no?
Yeah, we can put his as a second.
Okay, so Ronnie's number is secondary. So, yeah, if we can list wherever we can put a secondary phone number, then we'll put Ronnie's, okay?
Okay.
Secondary. Let me just copy and paste that there. Okay. Now, This is very important because we want to make sure that we're listing the company accurately. Do you want the company to be listed as Real Air with the E at the end, LLC? Do you want that LLC showing?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send out that PIN code to you in the mail, and the PIN code is going to look like a postcard, right? It'll say Google at the top. What address do you want it mailed to? It cannot be a P.O. box, okay? Typically, they're home addresses where people get PIN verified at, but that address will show nowhere on Google. Keep in mind that this is where the red dot is going to be.
We'll go with my address. It's 29050. FM306. Spring Branch, Texas.
I was going to say it comes up Spring Branch, Texas, and then I see 78070. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
All right. So let me do this here. So that's where the red dot's going to be. So when we're targeting those 50 miles, right? It's going to be 50 miles around Spring Branch. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you good with that?
It might be better to use RJ's address in San Antonio itself.
That's why I wanted to confirm with you.
Yeah, then that might be better.
Okay, so let's use his address.
Do you know what? Yeah,
okay. He's not driving with you? Amal, he's not driving with you? You're driving, right? It sounds like you're driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got someone here with me,
though. Okay. As long as I was going to say, please be hands-free.
It's 3586.
Uh-huh.
West Woodlawn Avenue.
Is that Woodlawn or W-A-L-A-N, right? W-O-O-D-L-A-N, right?
L-A-W-N.
Woodlawn. Oh, duh, Nadine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I show the zip code 78228.
Yes.
Okay. We'll make sure that the address is hidden, but please make sure, Andrew, that you let him know to be on the lookout for that PIN code. Okay, it's not junk mail.
Okay.
In other words, we'll need that PIN code, okay? What's Lonnie's last name? Because I'm going to list him on the account as an authorized person to make changes to your account. What's his last name?
It's the same as mine, Willis.
Willis? Oh, okay. Are you guys related?
Yeah, we're cousins.
No way. How cool is that? Nice. I don't know if I could work with my cousins. They drive me crazy. Okay. Now, for the billing, Andrew, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording because I have you guys at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise, right? But what it's going to do, it's just going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that I will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, you do me a favor and you just stop me. You say, Nadine, what does that mean? Because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on it? Just Andrew Willis, or is there like a middle initial?
Let me double check.
Okay. Take your time.
It has my middle name on it, Lee, L-E-E.
Okay. So Andrew Lee and then Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Okay. And then you said that it has the company name on there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is it with the LLC on it too? Real Air LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
It's Ronnie's address.
Ronnie's address? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4427.
Uh-huh.
4221.
Okay.
3086.
Okay.
8717.
Expiration month and year.
It's going to be 0628.
And the CVV code on the back?
337.
Okay. I'm not charging the card yet, Andrew, because I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification. However, I do want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay? Now, the security question, it could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it can be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
We do first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Bella.
Bella? Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to tell you why I'm putting the security question. Let's say somebody calls you claiming that they're local Splash and they're telling you, oh, you have to pay even $5, right? They're asking you for $5. Okay, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile. You don't give them any money. As a matter of fact, ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. Okay, so that's right. Why we do this. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, Andrew, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Real Air LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Willis, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Andrew, you do give full authorization as well to Ronnie Willis, the other owner, to make changes to the account in the event you are not able to call in and make a change?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Andrew, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, as I said, you know, you might get another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money. As a matter of fact, even when we're calling you, always, always, always ask, what's my security question, okay? They hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling you, okay?
All right.
Now,
yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I just want to explain this anyways. We're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying, Andrew, is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 6, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. So this is a 2-month verbal agreement. What that means, Andrew, is that your second payment will be charged on January 6th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299. And that's because it's a recurring payment, okay? Now, you do have the option to either pause it or cancel your account at any time, okay? If you choose to do that, we do ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due so you don't get charged. So once your term's completed and it's just continuing to go month to month, you already know every sixth of the month I'm being charged $299. But if I need to pause it or cancel it, I have to call no later than 3 days before the billing is due. So that way you don't get charged, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now here is I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to also be sent to you in a text message. Once that comes through, it'll say initial invoice, and then I'm going to go over it with you. Now, our schedule is completely full today. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because I want to schedule your client interview.
I'm pretty open tomorrow.
You're pretty open. Okay, so let me tell you what times I have available. Let me go to the calendar. Remember, you don't need to be in front of a computer. We're going to block out an hour, but it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. In the client interview, they're going to be re-verifying all the information you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about the website, where to send pictures, and all that, okay? The Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. This is where I like to say the magic is going to happen. Andrew, it's not really with me, although I believe it is, but it's not. So that was a little joke. I'm all, you didn't giggle. Let me see here. So if I'm looking at tomorrow's calendar, whatever time I give you, Andrew, this is your time zone that I'm giving you, okay? I have appointments as early as 9 to 10, 10 to 11. I have 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
And 1 to 2.
1 to 2, okay. So tomorrow, I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Tomorrow, we'll be calling you from an 877 number between 1 and 2 o'clock, okay? I need you to answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason, let me go to 1 to 2. If for some reason, let's say you're in the middle of a job or you're finishing up something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment. We'll even send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in case it slips your mind, okay? So let me do this. Okay. Let me go here. Real Air. So I'm going to send you that email right now. There we go. Okay. Now, just a few notes that I want to write down for the technicians so that they know where to start from, and then they'll go over more in detail. When it comes to your services, okay, what do you want me to list? Do you do installs, service repairs? I mean, what do you want me to notate on here?
Installs, service repairs, new construction,
old construction,
change out.
Do you do any type of anything with ducts?
Yeah, we do all duct work.
Okay.
Blow-in insulation.
Oh, blow-in insulation. Okay.
Yeah.
Blown-in insulation. Okay.
Can't think of anything else.
Okay. Are you doing residential and commercial? Doing both?
Mostly residential. We've done a little bit of commercial, not a whole bunch.
Do you want to be found for both?
Yeah, we can go ahead and put both. Able to.
Okay. Yeah, you can. I mean, we don't, I mean, if you're, there's some that like to focus just on residential, others, they prefer both. You know, it's really up to you guys. We could always make changes at any time. And then, let me see, I'm just going through these notes here. Okay, so part of the process that helps us get you PIN verified faster, so Google now is like cracking down on the businesses that aren't legitimate, like you guys that are taking away businesses, that are taking away work from you, right? So they're basically separating the cream from the fat is what they're doing. So there's an email that we sent you, and we also sent it in a text message of some photos that we need. Okay, it'll say photos, action needed. It'll say action photos needed, sorry. So send us a picture of the items that are listed there. Whatever ones you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? But it's going to ask you, send a picture of your work tools or your work equipment and or, right? Send us a picture of your work truck or van with the license plate showing. If your business license and insured, send us a photo of that, photo of your business card that you hand out, you know, to people or whatever. Whatever items you can send us photos on, send them. The ones that you don't have, again, don't worry about it. This is just going to help us get you PIN verified a lot faster, okay? Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit, are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
We are licensed and insured.
Oh, beautiful. And then your Facebook page, how do I find you on Facebook? Is it just by your first and last name? Do you want us to create it using your Facebook page so that way you have access to the business Facebook?
It might be better to do Ronnie's. I don't know if mine is. I haven't used mine in so long, I don't even know if it's still there.
Really? Well, what would you be listed under? Just Andrew Lee Willis? Or
Andrew Willis.
Andrew Willis?
My middle name. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to see if I can pull you up just out of curiosity. If not, then we'll need, if yours isn't there, then we would just, I know, you know, for a while I wasn't on Facebook either. I was like, eh. Are you in San Antonio originally?
I don't know if I might have put San Antonio, but...
Are you married?
Probably under Spring... No, I'm not. It's probably under Spring Branch, but also Canyon Lake High School, so...
Yeah, it's a trip because I did find one, but married to a Jordan Willis. Do you know how many Willises there are?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. There is, like, a ton. Let me see if I can find it from Spring Branch. When was the last time you were on Facebook? Do you remember? It's been a long time?
Yeah, it's been a little long. Maybe college and that was at least 10, 12 years ago.
So you probably don't even have access to it anymore. You probably couldn't even remember.
No, I'd have to create a new. I know I had to redo a whole password thing and probably email with it.
So here's the options, okay? It's up to you. We could either create it using Ronnie's Facebook page, or if you want to open up a whole new Facebook, you don't even have to have pictures or stories on there, okay? Or even friends.
Well, Ronnie's pretty active on Facebook, so it's probably better if he, yeah.
Okay, let me see. I think he would be under Ronnie Willis.
Yes, he should be.
Okay, let me see if I can find him. I don't know if you'll know what his profile picture looks. Well, let me see. Well, I found one, but I don't know. This guy looks older. He's from a ministry. Did he go to Cleveland High School?
I don't know.
I'm going to send you this link. Does he wear glasses?
He might have been. Every now and then he'll wear glasses.
I don't know, because this one I found, and it says on it, Real Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's probably him.
It says Ronnie Ronnie E. Willis. Let me text this to you and tell me if this is him. Because I just don't want to link it to the wrong one. You know what I mean? So we just want to make sure that it's, you know, we're connecting it to the right Facebook, because I would hate that this be someone else's and then, oh my God, then we're in like, yeah, that's a mess.
Well, I just looked at mine. I just looked at mine and I do have access to it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
How are you listed? Do you know how to send the link to me? I'm going to tell you how to do it. Are you looking at it from an iPhone?
Yeah, I'm on Android.
Oh, you're on Android.
I should be able to share the
website. There's a way that you can share that. Like, even if you just copy and paste it and then just respond to one of the messages I sent you. Well, at least you still got access to it, right? And you guys have a business logo or no?
Not an official one.
We can create you one if you'd like. It doesn't cost you anything. You want us to make you one?
Okay, yeah.
And you can just give them the ideas that you have? Okay. And do you have any pictures of any of the work that you've done in the past? Maybe some before and after? If not, we can use stock photos in the meantime. It's up to you.
I have a few of some of the rough-ins I've done, but none of change-outs.
Okay, no worries. And then as you're taking pictures, just let us know so that way we can, you know, be adding more and more, okay? What are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Mostly Monday through Friday. We do take some Saturday calls. That's more emergencies.
Okay, so I'm going to put Monday through Friday. What time?
9 to 5.
9 to 5? You want me to put 9 to 6? It's already dark by 5 o'clock, huh? Or getting dark.
Yeah.
I know in California it is. It's like, I'm like, do I go to bed already? It's like completely dark outside.
I'll say 9 to 5. 9 to 5,
probably.
9 to 5. And again, that doesn't mean people won't call you afterwards. Do you want me to put emergency service calls or no?
I'll talk to Ronnie first, I guess.
If you guys ever need us to add it on, just let us know. Now, you do have the option, okay? We can list your physical phone number on there, or we could put a tracking number that would be linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. This will allow you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if spam calls were to come in, right? Do you prefer that it be your number, Andrew, listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't do it now, you can always do it later.
Is that like a Google number where it's a camouflage number?
It's like, say, for example, let's just say it would say 123-456-7890, right? That would be the number showing. When there's a tracking number, it's less likely to get spam calls, right? But we have, it's called a Splash app, so you would download it from the App Store and you're able to track your phone calls, your messages, and you could even block, like, if a spam call came in. So it's just, you know, it's just more protection, like, against you having, you know, spam calls, but it's totally up to you. Sometimes some business owners are like, look, everybody knows me by my phone number. Just keep it like this. I mean, you don't have to decide now. I can just put maybe on it, and then the technician can kind of go over a little bit more of the features about it with you if you'd like. Totally up to you.
We can wait till the technician.
Okay. I'm going to put maybe needs more info. Okay. And then I put you down for 50 miles. Is that okay? Is that how far you want to target with those ads?
You want to go 60?
Because it can cover, it's going to go as far as between 50 to 60. That is the very furthest.
Okay.
So you want me to push it to 60? Okay.
Yeah.
And then when we're contacting you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three.
All three. And then, let's see, what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you take cash, check, card, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash, yeah, pretty much everything.
Okay, so I'm going to notate the following, and you let me know if yes or no. Cash?
Okay. Yes.
Check?
Yes.
Zelle?
No.
Credit card?
Yes.
Is that yes for Zelle or no?
It's yes for Zelle.
Okay. And credit cards, yes. What about Cash App or Venmo or PayPal?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Now, the last thing I need you to do, if you can pull it up, I need you to find what says initial invoice. It came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, Dear Andrew Lee, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay. So when you open it up, it goes on to say that it's a recurring payment, so please keep that in mind. And then you'll see a sentence there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on that. Now, we'll open up a page that's going to ask you to enter a use, or it's going to say Local Splash at the very top, terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page. And I got your Facebook link, by the way.
So the complete terms of experience?
Yes. So I'm just going to go over it with you. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. So you'll have the full ownership of that Google Profile page. We're just managers, okay? Directory submission is part of your package. The My Site, which is a customized website, is part of your package, okay? The Facebook business page access, you will have full access to that page. Again, we will only be managers, and we're managing your Facebook ads. We do offer Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, our other products that we assist with. If you're interested in ever hearing out on these other products, give me a call or chat me, and then we can kind of go over those as well. Google Guaranteed is more of a pay-per-lead program. But they're leads that come in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone, but Google does have certain requirements for that. So that might be a good one for you guys to look into, you know, later on down the road. It's an excellent program, I'll tell you that. And then you have Google Workspace, okay? That is a product that we do assist with. They might offer it during your client interview. This is an added cost. You do not have to do it. It's like having a work email. Okay, something that would say andrew@realairllc.com. Okay. Advanced reporting system is included in your package. The live client support team, you see our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, with our phone number listed there. And then we do communicate to you through text message as well. Delivery dates and client responsiveness. So we always ask, please be responsive. If we call you with an update on your account, at least respond within 24 business hours. We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't pick up the call. We're aware of that. Just at least respond when you can, because we might have an update, okay? Now, under your payments, it shows you there today you paid on the 6th, $398 to activate your services. $99 was for the setup fee. We take the $299 and we break it down for you. $100 is going to go to your Facebook ads. You will never incur a cost per click. No additional click fees or anything like that, because you're paying a flat rate. The My Site, we did not charge you for that. Okay, I included that. Now, the monthly after, as you see there, it's always going to be $199 plus the $100, $299. Okay? Seasonal holds, cancellations, make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. Mobile phone, it shows your phone number listed there. That's who we would text, that number. Those two boxes underneath of it, you're going to click on each box because, one, you're agreeing that you'll receive text messages to the phone number. The other box is that you're certifying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. At the bottom, where it's asking you to type in your name, you're just going to type it as it reads there, Andrew space Lee space Willis, and then confirm your signature. Once you do that, let me know, because it should have opened a page asking you to enter a username and a password. So let me know once you see that.
Okay, I'm there.
Perfect. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us, okay? So right now we don't have the username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. You'll get that in an email within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get an email with this link, a username, and a password. You could even update it to a password of your choice. So that way you can start tracking your results, okay? So just a reminder, I need you to make Ronnie aware that that pin code's going to come in the mail within 6 to 10 days to his address. So please don't throw it away. It'll say Google at the top, and it'll look like a postcard. We're going to need that pin code. Within 5 to 7 days is your directory submission. You'll receive your login credentials for your client dashboard reporting, and your Facebook page will be created already. 7 to 14 days, the website and the Facebook ads are live. Remember, if you need changes, we can make changes at any time. Just give us a call so we can make those changes. And then the first page placement on Google always will say 30 to 45 days, but as I mentioned to you, there have been times I've seen it happen sooner. So we'll keep you guys in the loop. Like, we'll be notifying you, Andrew, as each step's being completed. So like when you're on the first page, when the Facebook ads are live and the website, we're going to be keeping you in the loop. Okay. So you're aware of the work that we're doing. All right.
Okay.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. I'm really glad that we're able to help you guys. And I'm really happy. I'm so glad I was able to speak with you and I caught your call. So did you, and on your client interview, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. But if for some reason I'm on another call, the technician will call you directly and it'll be from an 877 number, but you'll get that reminder an hour before. So that way you're just aware. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day, since I've taken up enough of your time?
No, I don't have no more questions.
Okay. Now, as soon as I find out from him, once he verifies about the Outlook too, I'll let you know, right?
Okay.
About the
Thank
calendar.
You.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.